I'm Audrina Begas, and here are the stories making news at this hour. 150,000 COVID-19 vaccination appointments will be opening up starting Monday. They'll be available at all the state-run sites in suburban Cook, DuPage, Kane, Lake, McHenry, and Will counties. Anyone 16 and older can go. That includes people who live in Chicago. Police are still trying to find the driver who shot 21-month-old Caden Swan during a road rage incident on Lakeshore Drive. The child's grandfather, 43-year-old Jashawn Brown, was in the car with Caden when the shooting happened. Police say Brown had a gun on him when he visited the child at the hospital, but they don't believe he fired it. He was arrested for unlawful use of a weapon and released on a $5,000 bond. Meanwhile, doctors say Caden remains in intensive care, but he is improving and doctors are optimistic. The University of Chicago is on lockdown due to a COVID outbreak. Students in residence halls are under a stay-at-home order until April 15th. All classes are now remote. A note sent to the university community says there are concerns the outbreak involves the highly contagious UK variant. The university says many of the cases are connected to off-campus fraternity parties. The Chicago Riverwalk reopens today, but the city says it will be a phased reopening. First to welcome people back, Island Party Hut, Beat Kitchen on the River, and the City Winery. The rest of the stuff will open by the end of May. The Riverwalk is open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day. Your forecast, cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, and a high of 66 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Begas.